You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We haven't even put our tree down. Serena, I'm sorry I said it, baby, out loud. I'm sorry. I don't let us take our tree down. I want a year-round tree. I'm trying to make it to where we just decorate it for different holidays. Now it's a Valentine's Day tree.
Before they get in your business, be in charge of your business. Own it cause it's your business, business. Handle all of your business. Value all of your business. You say you're minding your business, my business.
What's up, good people? Welcome into March Madness MoCo, okay? Listen, it is March Madness, and because it's March Madness, we're going to be hitting on a little bit of NIL, name, image, and likeness. We've seen some of these athletes go viral. Jack Golkey has gone insane. They went Golkey crazy. And so we're going to have Stephen Ferreg, co-founder and CEO of Campus Inc., and Adam Cook, who is the vice president. He's going to come on and talk a little NIL and Campus Inc. and our collab. And then we have David Kelly, who holds two C-suite positions with the Golden State Warriors. We're going to get into all of that because it's March Madness. I think there's a direct pipeline from athletes to the C-suite, so we're going to talk about it. Let's go! All right, so I talked about March Madness and everything happening, and there's March Madness happening in my own life, like in this month of March. So many things have happened, and I'm just going to run through a couple of them. So I attended the Time Women of the Year event, and it was incredible. Taraji P. Henson was literally like right there beside me at the table right beside me. Coco Gauff and I chopped it up about, you know, she's ATL, she's Georgia all the way. So we talked all about it. Donna from Suits. Okay, so anybody that watches Suits, you know who Donna is. And of course, I love Suits. So when I saw Donna, I said, "What's up, Donna? You don't know me, but I feel like we would be besties if we knew each other." And Donna was just like, we literally became best friends within 5 seconds. It was unbelievable. I told her that Serena's my Donna, by the way. And she's like, "Yes, I can tell." Sarah's her real name, but I asked her, "Is it okay if I called her Donna?" She was with it. So that was just a blurb. Also, what happened is today is Tuesday when I'm filming this. We drop on Thursday. Tomorrow, I'm invited to tea with the VP, like tea with the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris. So that's going to be interesting. What do you wear to tea with the VP? I didn't really know. So I kind of went with Legally Barbie in a sense of I'm wearing a hot pink blazer. And I felt like the color is ready for anything a little funky. And then if it's supposed to be dressy and sophisticated, it's a blazer. So hopefully it's a win-win. But that's going to happen. I'll let you know how that goes. Recently, we just announced that I'm becoming an investor in a store. We're going to get to that shortly. So I'm not even going to talk too much about that right now because it's coming up next. But you probably already seen the announcement online with Campus Inc., Mark Cuban, the whole shebang. Life is really crazy. And this is just a side note because I love Delta and I fly Delta all the time. And of course, I'm here in Atlanta. So that's our hub. But I did the Delta Business Flight School and that class of students was dope, man. I love being able to speak to them at the beginning of the class and at their graduation. It was pretty much my first time as like a commencement speaker. I think it went pretty well. I don't know. I had a blast, but I love what they're doing, trying to pipeline HBCU students straight to sports organizations and giving them real life access opportunity. So you know I'm all the way with that. And speaking of HBCUs, shouts to Edward Waters, okay? I pulled up to Edward Waters. The hospitality was incredible. They are the oldest HBCU in Florida. The way they treated us was top-notch. And also, we gave out a last year scholarship check from RMF. We're going to be doing that from time to time. We're pulling up on HBCUs. Baby G, which is what you know who I'm talking to. She wants us to come to NCA&T, so we might be pulling up there soon. But basically, with RMF, my foundation, we just really want to provide that little push. You know, college students be needing just a little bit of help. We want to be that help for them. And speaking of just college students and people doing big things, this don't have nothing to do with nothing, but I feel like I need to say this. Audie Crooks, baby. She dropped a 40-piece nugget in an NCAA tournament game. I'm talking about, I think she only missed two shots, like 18 for 20 from the field. It's unreal. And so that's a good transition to bring me into where I'm about to go, and that's March Madness, baby, okay? We're in the Sweet 16, the March Madness already, on the men and women's side. When this drops, the games will be happening tonight. So just know that I'm saying this before the games even happen. And so let's start on the men's side with the matchups. There's been some Cinderellas that definitely happened. I talked about Jack Gokey, and I'm telling you, he took over as far as, like, there's always going to be that NCAA darling. I think it was him. But then when we got the games-wise, you got Arizona going against Clemson, which my son Junior picked Clemson to still be in here. So his bracket is looking lovely. Shouts to Arizona, has Caleb Love leading them all the way, having an incredible year. Then we got my UConn Huskies that are matching up with San Diego State. That's going to be a knockdown dragout, but y'all already know I do bleed blue, okay? So I need to say this like a disclaimer for whenever I talk about UConn, especially on the men's side. When I'm talking about UConn and their men's basketball team coached by Coach Dan Hurley, I'm talking about the facts. It just so happened that it's great for me that the facts for UConn sound like a brag because I went there. But when you hear other people talk about the University of Connecticut's men's basketball team, they're saying the same things I'm saying. They're saying that this team is not only excellent on offense, they have weapons at every single position. Cam Spencer, Tristan Newton, Klingon, Castle. There's somebody at every position. That's what everybody's saying. But then there's also the defensive side of it where we are elite defensively. We're connected. We have the passion. We want to get stops. We want to play on both sides of the ball. Just because I'm saying that, that doesn't make it not less true. It's actually true. So I just do that disclaimer because, as some people know, I cover March Madness all the way to the men's Final Four with CBS, and I'll be doing that again this year. So we're heading to Phoenix, Glendale, and we're going to do all of that. So I want you guys to know, when you see me talking about it, yes, I do bleed blue, and yes, I do hope that UConn wins another back-to-back national championship. But the facts are the facts, and so I'm just giving you the facts. So moving on now. So North Carolina is playing against Alabama now. Alabama has scored 100 points in a game more than 10 times this season. They could get a bucket in a hurry. Like, the offense is on point. And we know UNC, they almost feel like they're on a mission. You know, teams that like feel like they got a chip on their shoulder. Well, UNC was a preseason number one team last year, and we know that they didn't end up making the NCAA tournament. That's never happened for a preseason number one pick. So I feel like this year they're back for vengeance and they're back for more. So that's going to be a fun matchup. Then we got Iowa State and Illinois. And Illinois, they got a backcourt, probably one of the best players in the country in their backcourt. Again, this is a team that has a lot of energy behind them. They're confident, they're aggressive, and it's kind of the same of Iowa State. So that's going to be a good matchup. And now to the next matchup is Marquette versus NC State. Now, Marquette is a Big East team, and the Big East only had three teams in the NCAA tournament. A lot of us analysts, and again, you can take it for what it is, analysts, just we make guesses sometimes just like the best of you, but a lot of us analysts thought that maybe they should have had more teams come out of the Big East. Well, what did the Big East teams do? They went 6-0 in the tournament, basically showing why they're there. Marquette's matching up with NC State. Purdue is matching up against Gonzaga, and we know Purdue has Zach Edey, who's probably going to get back-to-back National Player of the Year, and that team is a number one seed that if anybody has a lot of pressure, if anybody feels like this is the year they need to get it done, it's probably Purdue. Then you got Houston versus Duke, and Houston is a team that, when I talk about stingy defense, that's Houston. Like, they don't give up nothing. Coach is Kelvin Sampson. He has a culture over there. They bought in. That's a tough team. And Duke is a talented team. We saw them get hot versus in their last game, Duke versus Duke, the Battle of the Dukes. We saw them get hot and scorch it. So that should be interesting to see if Duke can still shoot like they did last game against a good defense in Houston. Then you got Tennessee, another defensive team, going against Creighton, another Big East team. So that's on the men's side. That's what I cover on a day-to-day basis with CBS. So like I said, I'll be covering the men's side all the way to the Final Four. Check us out there. And then we got the women's side, which, now you guys know, on the women's side, I'm more so of a what I would like to call I watch it. I'm a spectator, but I don't analyze it as much as I do, especially not on TV. So on the women's side, Notre Dame is matching up with Oregon State. And Notre Dame, if you haven't seen Hannah Hidalgo, I'm telling you right now, the game is in good hands. This talk about playing two sides of the ball, the girl is it. Then you got South Carolina versus Indy. South Carolina undefeated, just doing their thing. They look like their last game, they look like a machine. They look like this is scary when they're clicking on all cylinders. Scary, scary, scary. Then you got Stanford and NC State on the women's side. And again, tough teams, going to be fun to watch. Texas versus Gonzaga, LSU versus UCLA. Now, LSU is the definition of sports entertainment. When you watch their games, you get both at all times. You get the sports and you get the entertainment, period. And so they're going against a UCLA team that has some young guns that can hoop. We had Kiki Rice, a friend of the show, on the podcast earlier this season. Going to be a fun watch. You got Iowa, Colorado. We know Caitlin Clark is in Iowa and the Clarkonomics of it all, selling out everywhere she goes. USC, led by Juju Watkins, is going to be matching up with Baylor and USC. And Juju is must-see TV and USC, honestly. But Juju is that girl. Like, when you say somebody has the it factor, it's her. And then, of course, you got my UConn Huskies against Kate Law. My former teammate, Kara Lawson, is the coach of Duke. And so the UConn Huskies are going up against Duke. It's going to be fun, man. I'm telling you right now, we're in the thick of March Madness. Y'all know I bleed blue, so I got both on both sides of it. I'm rolling with my Huskies. I really do feel like there's a chance that for sure at least one of us can win. And don't let both of us win, baby, okay? Just don't let both of us win, because I'm going to be a nightmare. Right here, I'm going to come back. I'm going to be on my Stephen A. Y'all know how he walks up when he he's laughing. He's doing all his stuff. I'm going to be on my Stephen A. if we get a twofer and have both of the teams get a championship, a double championship. But listen, stay tuned, man. The March Madness is upon us. It's happening tonight, and it's going to continue all throughout April. And I'm going to be tapped in, all right? Let's get it. So having said all of that, coming up next, we have two C-suite executives, because I told you, I really do believe that there's a pipeline from athlete to C-suite. So we have two C-suite executives from Campus Eek coming up right after the break.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I just want to let everybody know I've recently shared some big news right now, because everybody's picking their brackets. Everybody's picking their top seeds. It's March Madness. We know all of that. So I decided to pick who I think is my top seed. And I know everybody's probably like, duh, it's UConn. No, baby, it's Campus Eek. That's who I decided to go with. And I announced that I'm becoming an investor in the company for all the reasons. But one of the main reasons is just how they treat the athletes, view the athletes. And Campus Eek is an apparel company, store built for students and athletes, where students earn money, where they brand alongside their school's name, image, and likeness. So having said all of that, I'm about to bring in the people that make it happen for this company. And I'm excited to have the co-founder and CEO of Campus Inc., Stephen Farag, on here. And then the vice president, Adam Cook, is here as well. We're going to talk all things NIL, Campus Inc., March Madness. Welcome to Montgomery & Co. Squad.
That was an intro.
What's up, Renee? That's a lot to cover. I don't know if we'll get to all that. You're hyping us up here.
Let's try, because so we already were talking about it, but it's that March Madness time. And I didn't even think about it, but you guys said, like, basically, y'all know how to pick them. How many of the March Madness were in the Sweet 16? On the men's side, the women's side is still in progress, but how many of the teams are still in your bracket, still cooking right now at Campus Inc.?
Well, we'll go back 2 years ago. We had one, right, Adam?
We had one.
Wow.
Which is, you know, the odds aren't great there when you have one.
And, you know, Renee, it was the Fighting Illini, and they're going to make it up this year. Year two, we had, Adam?
16, 18.
On the men's and women's side. This year, we had 52 teams supported on the men's and women's side. And I'm pleased to announce in the Sweet 16, we have, Adam?
We have 20 teams across both men's and women's. And I mean, if you're watching this on video, we've got our men's bracket up here. We have our women's bracket up here. We keep our school logos up on the bracket. There are a lot of logos still up on that wall right now, which is what we love to see. So odds are looking good. Like you said, Renee, we know how to pick them. So
y'all picked them right. Basically, y'all's bracket is popping off right now is what you're saying. The top teams are the teams on NIL store, Campus Link, Campus Inc. All the stores have their own. And let's just rewind a little bit, because the concept, and Stephen, I'm going to ask you this, because the concept of Campus Inc. is really fascinating in new school. When I was a student athlete in college, it was pretty much like only a dream to be able to make money off of your name, image, and likeness. But you guys were kind of ahead of the curve, or pounced right at the right moments at the right time. So just like kind of just talk about bringing this whole vision to life.
Yeah. So I sold merch in college. That's how I made money for, you know, my fun. But when I joined Campus Sportswear at the time, which was now called Campus Inc., it was a family-run business, literally started in the 40s. And my whole thing was, why don't we teach college students how to design and sell apparel? So, you know, NIL coming around a couple of years ago, Campus Inc. has just been rooted in education. We work with students. Today, some of our students happen to be athletes. And so, you know, with the company growing in the student realm, when NIL passed, it was such an easy light switch for us to turn on, because we're like, wait, we've been doing this already in the Greek system, clubs and all that stuff. Why don't we just extend this to athletes? And so our platform, we make it for universities so they can put all of their athletes on the platform, all sports, all athletes, and then they can start selling their merch right away. And we're essentially like their back office for them.
It's crazy, because basically like you were already set up to do that. But then when the NIL space just took off, you were like easy, smooth transition. Adam, I'm curious because, okay, so you guys have partnered. Is it with 57 schools now? Is that the?
So we have 57 live. We're about to cross over our 100 schools licensed mark. So, sometimes they come through the door a little bit faster than we can get them out. But yeah, we've got 57 schools live and service over 10,000 athletes.
Crazy. So service over 10,000 athletes, and each school has their own NIL school, which serves as like their digital marketplace. And we've seen March Madness now explode. And there's players that are on your on the site that I know are viral right now. Let's take a Jack Golke from Oakland. I saw within 24 hours, the Golke merch was up. It was thrive. It was rolling. So how did that, like, I know you guys turn moments into merch, basically. And so how did that, like, financially hit?
Yeah, so we recognize that Jack, our March Madness darling for a couple days, he's got such a small moment of time. Like, this is his shot that he's going to be telling his kids about for the rest of his life. He even said it. He goes, I'm not going pro. I'm not going to go pro. And so you literally have like 48 hours to make this young man's world. And that's exactly what we did. Adam and his team are incredible. They come from higher ed. They've lived in sports. They're all ex-coaches, and they're all like from the marketing side of sports information directors. So they like live and breathe this. They literally watch every game. Our artist, Chili is his nickname, had his computer at the bar. They literally took it out, started designing. And the next day, we hadn't even pitched Jack yet. He came to work and saying, I've got his suite set up. And at the same time, our director of marketing was already reaching out to Jack. Chili charted every single one of his threes. He rewatched the game because he couldn't find the shot chart. And then he put it on a shirt the next day for him to go viral. And so, you know, he sold, you know, several hundred pieces and probably not going to sell much more after this, but like we're there to capitalize for him.
That's crazy. My man's had his laptop at the bar and was sketching up some Jack Golke merch. That is, I mean, because when you think about it, it is a small window, because if Oakland keeps marching, of course the window grows and it can be a larger effect if they keep marching. But if they don't, you do have to just capitalize on that instant moment that you have right there.
Yeah.
And you don't, I mean, you don't know when that window is going to close either. Right. And so that's the thing that's important for us is saying, you know, you're going to do your best, but anything can happen. Right. Kentucky didn't know when their window was going to close. Oakland doesn't know when theirs is going to close. So we have no time to waste. And that's, you know, that's what's really special about the team. Jesse Dougherty from the Washington Post actually wrote a great story about it. Like, you know, how we turn things around so quickly. I was getting text messages from people like, hey, how'd you get that done? Like, what are you guys using? I'm like, we're just using good people, man. There's no hack. There's no like special solution. We watch the games. We put in the effort. We reach out to the athletes, try to provide value and help them capitalize on their moment.
Man, speaking of good people, JJ Watt basically said Jack Golke's a legend in the city. They're from the same city, so he'll never have to worry again. But you got good people around you guys, because Mark Cuban is an investor in Campus Inc. And we know he's a big sports guy all through and through. We've seen him on Shark Tank. We've seen him with the Mavs. But how did you guys get connected, and how does the NIL piece come into play?
Well, we also have you in the mix now, too. So
let's go.
We got the NBA covered. We got the WNBA covered. When we started this and we started testing it out, Adam is a professor at Northwestern in sports. I didn't know much about NIL, but I knew about a ton about selling merchandise and working with students. And so Adam is one of my closest friends. He was in my wedding. And so I would call him on the phone and we would have talks like, hey, how does this work? What are the laws? What are the rules? And he would just teach me and spend time over and over, probably 6 months, Adam, of it. And then at some point I was like, shoot, if we're going to do this, we've got to get like an investor. We need something. And so I read somewhere that you could cold email Mark, and he answered. He gave us an investment within like 24 hours. He said yes. And then I was like, Adam's wife's 9 months pregnant at the time. I was like, Adam, you need to quit your job and come do this.
I mean, she's the real MVP of the story. Cause she was all in, and she said, look, if Steven's in, obviously we've known Steven and just his incredible expertise and genius in the merchandising and marketing space. Like if she's in and Mark's in, you better get this done, man. But Steven, you left out the best part of the story. We were telling this to Forbes the other day. Our first email, Steven writes, best cold email of all time, because he forgot the ask. And so Mark replies, he's like, so why are you emailing me, just to brag? I'm like, nope, but we got a reply. We got a reply, which meant then that the door was open. So we got it. Wow. We got it done, and he's been great.
We have to rewind like this. We need a replay here within 24 hours, because all we hear about is when you have to get an investment, there's all these things that have to happen. But within 24 hours, you had a yes from Mark Cuban.
So we had a yes within 24 hours. The check takes a couple months. That's when all the fun starts, as you know, right? Like we had to go through diligence and pitch to his team and make sure, you know, this was a good investment. Same kind of thing that happens on a Shark Tank. He makes a decision quickly, but then all the other stuff has to happen. And we were able to close just like buying a house within a couple of months. And then we were kind of on the road and the journey. But, you know, I think the lesson is like, we're not afraid to cold message someone and just reach out. The worst that they can say is no. I think that's how you got connected to us.
Literally.
If Mark can do it, anyone can do it.
I mean, and to that point, I'm like, everybody knows, like I'm on social media a lot. I talk about social media and the power of social media and however you use it. You know, some people look at social media as like, oh, it's just so bad. So many things are happening on social media, but I'm like, man, I love social media. I meet people that I would have never been able to meet. I talk to people. I watch games live as a community. I love to see if something happens crazy on an award show and I'm going online to see what everybody's talking about. Well, still in that same breath, I was like, man, I see what they're doing and I see the vision. And I'm like, let's figure something out, because there's a way here that even athletes telling their stories, you know, like what through their merch, like we all have a story of how we got there. You don't become the top 2% by just falling accidentally up. And so kind of the same as Mark Cuban and them, I reached out. I'm like, yo, what's good? I'd love to get on a call with somebody to talk. And the rest was history. Here we are now announcing that I'm an investor and that we're teaming up together. But talk about the athlete mission that Mark Cuban, because we all are connected and we all now are a part of the same brand, all of us, but we all kind of are very like-minded in how we love like the athletes being first and foremost.
Well, I'll let Adam explain the thesis, but you know, something that Mark is known for is he's got the best visitor locker rooms. He takes really good care of his players. They got the best towels. They always get, if you go play at the Mavs and you're on a road game, like he takes really, really good care of players, whether they're on his team or they're not. And I think that's like just a testament to, okay, we got the right guy in our backcourt. Now we can kind of start building. Adam, do you want to talk about like what Mark's thesis was, how he kind of gave us wisdom and advice of how to build this thing?
Yeah. And that's really kind of where we started. Even the conversation of who we're going to bring on is like, as this space shifts and as NIL continues to grow and evolve, what we didn't want to have happen was just perpetuating the things that have been wrong, you know, in a lot of people's eyes into the next era. And when you sell merchandise, when, you know, decisions are made from a league or a rule or, you know, a financial breakdown conversation, a lot of times the last person to get consulted or have their voice heard is the athlete, which, you know, at the end of the day is the one who's actually creating the product, putting their bodies on the line, investing all the time. And so we really wanted to take an athlete first approach and say, if we're going to create merchandise, if we're going to, you know, do revenue shares, who's the most valuable person in this equation? It's not us. It's the athlete, right? They're the ones who have the followers. They're the ones who have the influence. And they're the ones whose name, image, and or likeness is going to be leveraged. And so that really is the foundation of everything that we do, is we say, look, let's get to know you. What are you about? What do you want to celebrate? What do you want your brand to be about? Then let us go, you know, turn around and kind of do the nitty gritty work of the licensing and the creating of the merchandise to kind of put you first and foremost in that conversation, both from a creative standpoint and honestly from an earnings standpoint. We kind of got our wrists slapped a bunch of times. We got some talking to's by some, you know, incumbent people in the industry that were like, look, man, athletes don't get paid this much this way.
They was trying to stop the funds from flowing.
Oh, 100%. And so Steve and I just kind of had to put our foot down and say, well, they haven't, but that's going to change moving forward now. And so we've been really grateful to be able to get some good partners on place that believe in that same mission.
No, it's crazy because what you're saying is happening across the board in the sense of athlete empowerment is starting to happen more and more as athletes understand that they are the brand, they are the show, they are what people are coming to see. And you see athletes now building their whole brands. I mean, Kevin Durant has built a brand in the venture capital space and he has his own media company. He has his own shows. LeBron is the same. And so we see the power of athletes and the power of NIL. So I'm curious, with this conversation happening everywhere and with companies everywhere trying to be involved in NIL, how do you keep Campus Inc. at the forefront, because everybody wants their hands in the NIL space, the merch space? How do you stay? Because right now, Campus Inc. is at the forefront. First one in the door, executing at the highest level, honestly, the best product for the athletes, the best deals. How do you stay at that forefront with everybody trying to get in?
Well, what we do is really difficult. And I've had some of those industry leaders say, like, you know, in professional sports, you know, you have 1,000 athletes in a league. In college sports, you have several hundred thousand athletes in college sports, right? And so a lot of it is we're building a ton of technology to help elevate the industry. And so there's a lot of like old school way that things are done, the way shirts are bought in bookstores, the way licensing is handled, the way compliance is handled. And so we're taking like a very tech first approach to say, like, how can we just like raise up and help the rest of the industry? So they can kind of benefit from some of the things that we're building. That's kind of what we're doing to stay what we call like defensible. You know, I think secondly, we're really just like spending so much time building strong relationships with schools and with athletes. Yesterday, the Illini basketball team all came into our shop to make stuff for their families before they were flying out tomorrow.
Oh, that's dope.
There's like 12 of them in there, and they're like, oh, can I get another one? Can I get another one? Like, relationships are so powerful. And even if you have to have 10,000 relationships, you can have 10,000 relationships. That's okay. Right. And so just like being very, very genuine and authentic, and then just spending time educating the schools and saying there's a better way, there's a better way, there's a better way. We say the t-shirt comes last. Everything else comes first. The athlete comes first. The relationship comes first. And the t-shirt comes last. And I think just continuing to do that, we don't look at our competition. Adam doesn't let me follow them on Instagram, actually. We just like stay like super laser focused looking forward. And, you know, we keep building with good people, and the score will take care of itself.
You're running your race. Adam said, listen, don't even have them on the timeline.
Don't get distracted, man. Don't get distracted.
I love it. All right. So last question real quick. We're in the Sweet 16, almost for both sides of it. Got to get some picks, guys. I mean, I got to see who are y'all rolling with on the men's side and who y'all rolling with on the women's side.
Go ahead, Steven.
Fighting Illini.
Okay.
Shocker.
They are my guys. They can do it. And I think on the women's side, oof.
No pressure. I'm not even going to say, you don't have to choose UConn. I'm going to say this for everybody. I know they're looking at me wearing a UConn jersey if you guys aren't looking at the podcast right now, but no pressure, honest opinion. Who you got? Who you rolling with?
I think it'll be a UConn. It's either a UConn or an Iowa.
Oh, wow. Okay. What you got, Adam? What you got?
You know, I'm going back to your era, Renee. I think I'm going double natty this year. I'm calling it right here. They look tough on the men's side. They are hard to beat. They're good on both sides of the ball. The women, I'm feeling it with Paige coming back. You look really good in that UConn jersey. So maybe it's just something about how nice a quality that jersey is. But,
and here it is too. I'm double dipping. All right. So just shut up and win games.
Yes,
right?
I love it. So we're going your era. We're going double natty. That's my take right here.
Listen, that's what I'm rolling with too. I told them they could have an unbiased opinion, but for the men's side, like I say, first of all, both of us are in the Sweet 16 already, so that's done, check. I really do feel like both of us can make it to the Final Four, and I do feel like at least one of us are going to win the national championship. That's a 50-50 odds if you're a UConn fan. So if you are a UConn fan, by the way, I just dropped some merch, baby. I dropped some merch for the old school fans and the new school fans. So the old school fans, we got the old school Husky logo. So if y'all know my era, then that logo is on my merch. So we have the bleed blue merch, Moments Equal Momentum. I got the championships listed. But then also, I like the new vibes where we're stores south, stores north, stores east, stores west. Coach Hurley even mentioned it in an interview at one point where we're kind of all over right now. Huskies is traveling, all right? They tried to say, one of my coworkers, Chris Walker, tried to say that Huskies don't survive in Phoenix. It's too hot. So that's why we're not going to win. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're all over. So if you guys are gearing up for the Final Fours, for the Sweet 16s, Elite Eights, drop by the store, man. We got some fire merch coming through. I appreciate you guys joining me here on Montgomery & Company.
That was wonderful.
Renee, thanks for having us. This is awesome.
With the C-suite theme, we have another C-suite executive who actually holds two C-suite positions. It's crazy out here. David Kelly of the Golden State Warriors is coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Continue along with the C-suite executives, because I'm telling you guys, there's a real through line of athletes to C-suites and just athletes and business and all things sports business. So we have David Kelly coming on, and David Kelly, it's my guy. First of all, this is like not the first time that me and David Kelly have interacted. So David Kelly has worked with the Warriors for 11 seasons, and the Warriors are doing some innovative things that we're going to get in all into. But David, you were there during those magical years of the Golden State Warriors. Welcome to the show, by the way, but tell me about that.
This year is magical too. All the years have been magical. No, I started with the Warriors in 2012. See, I've been here for all four of the championships, and another one coming this year as well. So we haven't given up hope on that.
I love it. So David, you hold two C-suite positions, which that's a lot. Now I know, like, being in the front office, that's not just saying that. I know that's a lot. You're the chief legal officer at the Golden State Warriors, and then you're the chief business officer for Golden State Entertainment, which is another sector. And I talk a lot about that athlete to C-suite. So you're a former athlete now juggling a lot of different things. Like, how did sports help you with this business aspect?
Well, sorry, former entertainer.
Former entertainer. I'm sorry. Okay.
My athletic ability maxed out in high school.
That still counts, though. That still counts.
You hadn't seen a jump shot yet to know whether or not it counts. But yeah, no. So then I went to Morehouse. And then when I came out of the house, I started an entertainment company called All Natural. And so I was a hip hop artist, and then ended up going to law school, and then came over to the Warriors in 2012. So yeah, no, it's been quite the ride coming from law school and doing music to now we've launched Golden State Entertainment here at Golden State, and you know, trying to launch a company that's really looking at sports at the sitting at the intersection of culture and music and film, and doing a venture that looks to do original content in the film space and in the music space.
It's crazy because we all know that there's that intersection, like we sports entertainment, we say the term, but you went and co-founded Golden State Entertainment. Now knowing that you have musical background and different things of that nature, it does make sense, but nobody's literally put the two together in such a tight way as like a sports team having their own entertainment sector. Are you the one, like, are you getting your A&R on? Are you finding the artists? Are you like putting together, like, how is this thing coming together? What's the behind the scenes looking like?
Yeah, so I have a team of people, and we collaborate on you know, who will be good to sign. The first artist that we signed was actually brought to our attention by DJ D Sharp, the DJ for Warriors games. But he's really plugged into the community here in the Bay Area. He's a producer. He's a DJ. He actually just put out a record not too long ago. And so he brought a few people to my attention. It's like, hey, if you're launching Golden State Entertainment, you need to pay attention. Amazing was the artist that he pointed out to us. And then we have some other people on staff who brought like Simba. We didn't sign Simba, but we did a song with Simba as well. And so just various different people who have connections in the industry who are bringing people to our attention that really fit in with what we're trying to do at Golden State.
I love that. And it's crazy because my son, Junior, by the way, loves Simba. So I like, this is whenever you just said, whenever you just said his name, I'm like, oh my goodness, he's going to hear this and go crazy. But to that point, you just said we didn't sign Simba, but we did a song with him. What's the business like of it? Like, you're actually signing artists to Golden State? Because I think I talked to, who was it, Mazin? And I'm like, did you ever think that your hoop dreams would turn into you being signed to a pro sports team? Like, what's the business behind that? Are the artists under your label? You're signing artists? Talk to me about it.
Yeah. So we've signed a few artists to the label. And so we sometimes try not to refer to it as a label, but basically we are serving the same function that a label would sign. We have distribution through Empire, which is a major distributor based here in the Bay Area. And so like Mazin is signed to Golden State Entertainment, Tiny Deaths, which is the moniker of a writer named Claire DeLune. She writes for The Guardian about basketball, but she also has this other persona as a singer. She's signed to Golden State Entertainment, and then Rhymefest as well. And I know you had Rhymefest on. So Rhymefest, his album came out in the middle of Black History Month last month. And so, yeah, he signed it to GSE as well. So those are the three artists who are signed. And then we still will do, like with Simba, we did a collab between Mazin and Simba when we dropped a song called Season. It was had Fireman and Stunnerman O2 on it, Simba and Mazin. And then as part of that, Simba came out and performed at halftime of the Warriors Celtics game. And it's actually the year after we played the Celtics in the finals. So it was like, you know, big first rematch between the two teams, and he came out and performed. And then he's cool with Draymond, so we got some content with him and Draymond and Moses Moody, you know, hanging out together and stuff like that. So that's what we're trying to do, is like, where artists are already part of the culture, and already we're already playing music. Some of Simba's music is already being played in the arena. Why not do a song with him for something that we would play, and then get some good content with him and some of the players?
Yeah, this is so dope. And by the way, Mazin is coming out next week on Mazin will be on next week's episode of Montgomery & Co. We love it here, what you're doing. But it's crazy because we look at athletes, right? And you see athletes like Dame Dalla, who is also a rapper. You see Flage, who honestly, she's such a good hooper. She's like a top-notch A1 hooper, but her music skills is A1 too. Like, they're the best of both worlds. And so when you see that, is there any connection that you're trying to make on your team? Does your team, because I know one of your players was in the studio with Mazin, I think it was.
Kevon.
Do y'all have any players that are now hopping in the studio? Are y'all reaching out to those players? Like, what's the athlete connection to this all?
Yeah, so Kevon is like deep into music. He did an internship at a label a couple of years ago. I think he's either starting or has already started his own record label. Like, he's serious about it. And so, yeah, it was just when he found out about going to entertainment, we found out about his love of music. Like, it's just an authentic, like, you know, hoopers want to be rappers. Rappers want to be hoopers is what we always say. But sometimes it's true. And sometimes, as you mentioned, like with Dame and Flage, they're actually great at both. Right. There's nothing to say you can't be excellent in multiple things. And so, so we just let Kevon know about Mazin. We got the two of them together. He came out to the studio where Mazin and Rex Life Raj were in the studio recording for Mazin's upcoming EP. And he just hung out with them all, you know, just all day. And so it's just a natural sort of, you know, relationship that already exists. But just from the, quite frankly, on the corporate side, we haven't recognized just the cultural bond that exists between, you know, musicians and ballers.
Because it's definitely there. And so you're the chief legal officer, and we see that media has pretty much exploded in a sense of you're getting stories from everywhere. You're getting stories from media, but you're also getting stories on social media, and you're also getting stories from the player's perspective. And you being the legal officer, I'm curious what your responsibility scope is. Like, we've seen where, you know, a madman sued Pat McAfee, and then we've seen other situations happen where athletes may get in trouble. Are you the call that athletes are making when they're in trouble?
So athletes typically, I know you never got any trouble, so you never have to make that call. But after, you know, they're calling the agent, right? They're calling the agent, and then we have a relationship with the agent. And so the agents will let us know, hey, you know, X accusation or whatever is going on, and so, you know, we'll have the conversation with the agent, but really it's the agent athlete relationship is the primary relationship, and then we come in and assist where we can assist.
Okay, so, and speaking of then legal, you went to law school, and was the plan always to work in sports? Because I always love how it always comes back to sports is what I say. So when you went to law school, what was the actual plan? Because you went to Morehouse first and then law school. So you already had been doing music and an artist. And so then you went to law school. Like, talk about this pathway now to where you are, Too Sweet executive.
Yeah. So I actually didn't think I would be working in sports when I went to law school. I thought maybe I would be able to work in entertainment on the music side. But I wasn't really thinking about sports. And then I worked at a law firm in Chicago called Cat Mutian, and we had a really strong sports practice. And so I was just by happenstance able to get involved in some of the sports matters that we were working on. Like, we represented the Bulls and the White Sox. And then we ended up doing some work for the Celtics and the Oakland A's. And then ultimately when Joe Lacob and Peter Guber bought the Warriors, we represented them. And so that was the connection of how I ended up coming out here. But yeah, so I was just at the firm, just doing typical stuff the lawyers do. And then just a small percentage of the work was sports related. And I was able to increase that percentage to now it's 100%.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have to ask them, because you said doing what lawyers do, and you mentioned in Chicago, I talk about my love for TV shows so much. Suits. Please tell me, have you seen Suits, the TV show?
I have not. My son is like obsessed with it.
Yes.
I'm not like that.
Your son probably thinks you just got lit up, baby. I'm just saying. But because I was going to say, how realistic is Suits, where you've mentioned your firm? If you have Bulls as a client and you have the Golden State Warriors as a client, you're doing amazing as a firm. And that's pretty much exactly what Suits was like. They had like the who's who of clients. So is it really that flashy when you have these clients where it might be courtside seats that you be given? You're like, what is that life really like for high powered?
It's a job. Like, so when somebody is coming to the law firm and to the lawyer to do something, they are coming to you to handle their legal work, not to hang out. Not to, you know, not to, to floss or anything like that. Like, no, it's a completely different relationship. And so it's, hey, we have this legal issue that requires your assistance on this. Handle it. And all that other stuff is other stuff.
They don't comp courtside seats that you can give away to somebody that owes you a favor and say, hey, I got these two courtside to watch LeBron tonight.
They'll sell you courtside seats. They won't comp them.
They going to send you the bill after?
100%.
Oh, Harvey didn't tell us that part on Suits. You see what I'm saying? That's the part of Suits we didn't know, that the bill was coming, because I'm like, they're giving away seats to Hamilton, courtside seats at the ballet. So I just had to ask, because I'm like,
You might have an inside track on purchasing tickets, but the firm is not discounting the rates. And the team is not giving away the tickets, put it that way.
Oh, man, that burst all of our Suits bubbles, because they was living the high life, baby, propping on private jets. But speaking of all of that background, so you have the background, you're the chief legal officer, you're the chief business officer. What is your ultimate vision, though, for, like, what do you see Golden State Entertainment becoming? And what do you see it doing for the sports world? Do you see other people following suit?
When Joe talks about the Golden State Warriors, it's not just for us to be a sports team. It's for us to be a sports, entertainment, media, technology company. And so, you know, we're sitting here in Silicon Valley. We're in the Bay Area. We've been blessed to have this great success that we've had on the court. But how can that fuel other success that we can have as an organization? One thing that fueled is that we built Chase Center, right? It's a new arena. We own it. We operate it. We have retail that's coming online. And then with Golden State Entertainment, and then we also have the WNBA team coming next year, right? And so it's, what are the additional verticals and platforms that we can get into from our position of this team that we've built that we can then expand into? And one of these things that we've expanded into is Golden State Entertainment. And it basically is just looking at, first off, documentaries like The Last Dance and sports related documentaries. We're in a position to be able to tell those kinds of stories from the seat that we have as Golden State Entertainment. So the first two documentaries that we were involved in was 30 at the Garden about Jeremy Lin, and Stan about Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. So we try to get involved in the telling of stories that have a sports perspective on them, but have a lot more depth to the character than just what you might have seen, you know, with respect to him or her on the court. And so those, you know, so trying to tell those kinds of stories on the film side. And then on the music side, if you think about the tentpole events across the NBA season, Black History Month, MLK Day, Women's Empowerment Month, like, we're doing music that ties into those tentpole events that we as the Warriors and the NBA are already celebrating. So like for Ron Fest, we did an album called James and Nikki, a conversation about James Baldwin and Nikki Giovanni that we put out for Black History Month. Last year, we did a song with Mr. Fab from the Bay Area that we released on MLK Day. And it's really about King's vision of the beloved community that he used to talk about in his speeches. And so we're trying to just do stuff that matters, but that already ties into things that we're already celebrating as the Warriors. And so long term, continuing that sort of like engagement and doing like authentic content that matters is what we're trying to do.
I'm about to shoot my shot. Okay. This is what I do. But
well, you ain't never miss.
I'm telling you right now, I have a family that we are musically inclined. My wife sings and my son flows. We love Christmas. So if y'all ever do a Christmas album, Christmas song, David, please come over here, because I'm going to tell you right now, we haven't even put our tree down. Serena, I'm sorry I said it, baby, out loud. I'm sorry. I don't let us take our tree down. I want a year-round tree. I'm trying to make it to where we just decorate it for different holidays. Now it's a Valentine's Day tree. Okay, this is like this. I'm trying to make that happen. So if you guys sniff around anything, because we know Christmas Day games, I'm just throwing some things out there in case you haven't thought about it. I'm shooting my shot. My wife and my baby, they do this. And I'm not just saying that she's, you know, she's sung for the Hawks and all these other people. Like, we've already been out here, but
okay.
Just I'm shooting my shot.
Shot received. So, you know, if you got anything that you want to send over to a brother, you know, we are more than happy to check out what it is that you got.
Say less. All right. So the last thing I'm going to do, because I know that we talked about this March Madness right now, you and your dad used to pull up the Final Fours. I'm taking my son to this year's Final Four. He's probably going to find out right now when he hears this, because I haven't told him yet.
How old is he?
He's 16, junior in high school.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he's 16 and we're watching the NCAA tournament and we're watching these stars, these legends be born. And you're a chief legal officer. So I'm curious, do you have any advice for these kids that are starting in the NIL space? They're making a lot of money. They have a lot of people around them right now. Are there things that maybe they should be looking out for, that they should be thinking about just to protect themselves, in a sense of probably things that you always know athletes that are pro do, but maybe not college based, don't think about it yet?
Man, I would say, it's a great question. I would say, protect your image. Like so much of your value, whether it's NIL or whether it's when you're coming into the pros and being a marketable person, or after your career where you're doing podcasts or what have you, is maintaining an image that's authentic and real, but that is not sullied, right? Be careful with who you're around. Carry yourself as a professional in all environments. Your authentic self, but your best authentic self, is what is advice I always try to give. Like just young people, you never know who's watching. Just carry yourself in that right way. And you mentioned they're surrounded by a lot of people. Surround yourself with the best and brightest people as well. I have a son who's a senior in high school, and that's the advice I give him.
I love that. All right. Listen, David, I appreciate you pulling up. I talk a lot about this athlete to C-suite, because there's things that I think just prepare you in athletics of working together and all these other confidence, figuring things out. And I see people just transfer it smoothly to business. I mean, look at you. You were an entertainer turned C-suite, as you call it. So I love to see it. We're going to be following Golden State Entertainment. Like I mentioned before, Mazin, the interview with Mazin comes out next week. You guys tap in next week. David Kelly, I appreciate you coming on and joining us for MoCo.
Appreciate you, Renee. Take care.
I talk about C-Suite 21, which is coming out fall 2024, but it really is a brand and it's a lifestyle, because athletes, a lot of times the things that were done to train, to figure out how to win, to compete at the highest level, to become the top 2%, it's the exact same things that you need in business, whether you're starting your own business, an entrepreneur, if you're doing TV, whatever it is that you're trying to build. All of these things that we learned in sports as athletes, we know, we understand how to do it inherently because we've done it on the biggest stages, like right now in March Madness. Imagine thousands and thousands of people watching you either fail or excel. That's what athletes deal with on a regular basis. So we're going to continue to talk about it, because on MoCo, it's a generational March Madness thing, baby. See y'all next week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.